Granny Trill's cottage door was always open, and her living room welcomed us daily. Not that she could have avoided us anyway, for she lay at our nimble mercy.
"You room, Granny Trill? You in there, Gran?"
We heard her creaking sigh from within.
"Well, I'll be bound. That you varmints again?"
"We come on a visit, Gran."
"Just mind them pots, then, or I'll cut you to pieces."
As they strolled back towards the car, they stopped to admire a new baby in a pram. The mother was a few yards away, helping a toddler to clamber onto the trunk of a fallen tree. Suddenly, a horse appeared from over a slight rise ahead of them, racing along the path straight towards them. It was riderless, with its mane flying and eyes and nostrils flared. It pounded nearer, and though the mother screamed and rushed towards the pram, clutching her toddler, the horse was already within a few yards of the pram, which lay directly in its path, and there was no way in which anyone could reach the baby in time. Suddenly, the horse stopped. It was as though it was running on electricity, and somebody had switched the power off. It skidded to a halt and reared on its hind legs just short of the pram, the baby gurgling happily in blissful unawareness of what had happened.
"There's a man," Alice said. "She's with a man."
She scrubbed the bus window with a bunched-up brown stretch glove. May sat down heavily beside her. She leaned forward, her menthol breath ruining all Alice's work on the glass. They could make him out through the window mist, a tall, pale figure, his garments worried by wind and rain. The thing that bothered them speechless was an aspect of his stance that was a confirmation of youth. They couldn't see him properly, but he was definitely young.
"She's a nuttin'," May said. "She's nuttin' but trash.